May it please the court, counsel. My name is Andrew McGowan, and this time I'm representing Byron Sutton in his appeal. In this case, Mr. Sutton appeals the district court's determination of the amount of drugs. There's also an issue about the judgment in this case, and also a Booker argument. Unless there are any questions about the judgment issue and the Booker issue, I don't intend to argue those today. Okay. There were two drug transactions in this case, and the question in this appeal revolves around one of the transactions. The district court relied on Mr. Sutton's statements at the change of plea to determine the amount of drugs to base his sentence on in this case. And about that one transaction, Mr. Sutton made two different statements at the change of plea, one of which corresponded with the government's 103 grams. But another statement was, a later statement, I should say, said that it was 3 ounces, which is actually significantly different, both monetarily and in the amount of grams. It's more like a little over 80 grams.
You know, Mr. McGowan, I had a little problem here because even if the district court found credible Mr. Sutton's statements regarding the amount of drugs, isn't the amount over 150 grams? In other words, he acknowledged that the October sale involved 3 ounces or 85 grams. And he admitted the November transaction involved more than 50 grams, but said it was less than 103. Now, if the November sale involved even 66 grams, it's over 150. And given that he doesn't deny that amount, and the lab found a gross weight of 153 grams, how would that finding by the judge be inconsistent with his own statements, keeping in mind that I almost failed math?
I think your math was quite accurate in your summary of the problem here. Our appeal is only works if it works out to the 50 plus, not going up to 103 on the other transaction.
Okay.
If it's 50, if it's just 50 plus, let's say 51, and the other transaction is 3 ounces, let's say 85 grams, then it's under 150. It is, you know, there is evidence in the record that it's more than 150. The judge decided not to use that evidence, instead relied entirely on his statements at the change of plea hearing, and that's why we've raised this particular issue. Of course, there's also the Booker remand if this court doesn't believe that a full remand is appropriate, but the way the court decided the amount of drugs, the court was bound, in our mind, to explain why the 3 ounces was not the amount that the court was using as opposed to the 103 grams. And I believe that this raises the real problem with this case, which the amounts that were agreed to, evidently, the 3 ounces, for instance, was less than the amount, evidently, that was delivered. And it just doesn't make any sense. I've never seen that before, but that's apparently what happened in this case.
Yeah, but I just keep getting back to that gross weight of 153 grams for the November transaction, which I think is really problematic for you.
I agree, Your Honor.
In terms of showing harm.
It seems that the district court could have relied on different evidence, and because the district court relied on the evidence that it relied
right,
on.
I understand, but when we're looking at it for review purposes, I mean, that wasn't disputed, right, the 153 grams?
Actually, at the change of plea hearing, it sort of was, because Mr. Sutton became, actually, the change of plea hearing almost didn't occur, from what I could tell from the record, and he contested the amounts that the government was alleging. There was no plea agreement, for instance. There was no agreement to the amounts. And he would only admit to over 50 grams at the change of plea hearing on even that other transaction. So even though the government has evidence, and I'm not denying that they do, that there was more involved, if you're going to rely entirely on his statements do not support the over 150 grams.
Hmm. So he didn't call the chemist or anybody who weighed it, or there was no, like, demand by defense counsel to have that person present?
No, and that may have been because of the way this came up. Mr. Sutton himself objected at the sentencing hearing to the amount of drugs. And while the district court probably could have said something along the lines of, you're represented, I'm not going to hear this, or this is too late, the district court did not. Unless there are other questions at this time, I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Okay, thank you, Mr. McGowan.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Kuhn?
May it please the court. With respect to the drug quantity, counsel was correct. At the change of plea hearing, there was no plea agreement. And twice during that hearing, Mr. Sutton agreed, or the district court found that he agreed with the government that he sold 103 grams of crack on the October 30th transaction. When we proffered, there was 153 grams sold on November 20th. Mr. Sutton disagreed, and he said that it was not 153 grams, but it was more than 50 grams. And based upon that, the district court took the plea, set the case for sentencing. Now, in the pre-sentence report, our submission to the pre-sentence report, we put in both the 103-gram weight and the 153-gram weight. The probation office accepted those and appended our version to the pre-sentence report that went to the defendant. The defendant offered no objection to those weights whatsoever. Right before sentencing hearing, the defendant filed a motion for downward departure, and in that motion never raised any objection to the weights. And in fact, in that filing by the defendant, when he listed his projected guideline range, he concurred that a level 34 based upon the more than 150 grams was appropriate. And so when we went to sentencing, we had no idea that this was even going to be an issue. It's our position it's been waived or at the very least forfeited. At sentencing, a district judge was very careful about it and asked him, Mr. Sutton, several times about the 103 grams, and she even went through and reread the transcript from the change of plea and found 103 grams on November 30th, more than 50 grams on October 30th, more than 50 grams on November 20th. Therefore, that's more than 150 grams, and that was enough to get him up to a level 34, and that's how she ruled.
Okay.
And we submit that it's not clear error, and I have no other argument. If there are no other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Mr. McGowan, how much time does he have? 4 minutes? Okay. Well, thank you again, the defenders, for representation, Mr. Sutton. Next case for argument, United States versus Henry, Mr. Schwing.